Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama natin ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino ang isang international student, Owen Alarcon. Magandang araw, Owen!
Good morning, Claudette!
Kumusta ang iyong Pasko dito sa Australia?
So far, masaya naman, although medyo different, pero masaya naman.
Can you tell me something about yourself first?
Yeah, sure. So, I'm Owen. Actually, galing akong Philippines. I used to work sa Crown Plaza, Manila, Galleria. It's a hotel. I was a front office manager for 11 years. And then I decided to study in Australia to live with my sister and her family. So at the moment, I am a student. I'm taking up leadership, a diploma of leadership and management. So I'm on my third month at school. I started in October.
11 years sa hotel management. Do you feel a bit weird starting again as a student here in Australia?
Yes. Actually, before ako pumunta dito, parang na-psych ko na yung utak ko na I'd be starting over. I felt it was too late for me. Pero so far, okay naman. If I really wanted something, diba? If I wanted to start something here in Australia, I have to start over. So I didn't mind. I was kind of prepared for it.
Mm. What made you decide to study again?
Nung nag-inquire ako on how to stay dito sa Australia, merong lumabas nga na course, which is this Diploma of Leadership and Management, na naisip ko as I've been a manager for a long time, so I wanted to hone that skill. Magandang opportunity yun that I take it here in Australia, and at the same time, I get to live kasama ko yung kapatid ko and then yung pamangkin ko nga, yung nag-iingsang pamangkin ko na si Ava. So I took the opportunity, kinuha ko yung course para yun nga, ma-develop ko yung skill ko as a manager. And also, magagamit ko siya in my future career.
Owen, hindi naman gaano ganun kahirap kasi nga may family ka na dito sa Australia. Tama ba?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Nakatulong din kasi parang ever since nandito sila, parang if I have the chance sa Pilipinas na makapagbakasyon, magbabakasyon ako dito sa Australia. Kaya nga, medyo nagustuhan ko yung Australia. Sabi ko, if there's a place na lilipatan ko, dito yon. Kaya yon, I decided to stay here.
What about Australia that you love?
Basically, Melbourne. Sobrang mahal na mahal ko yung Melbourne. It's very laid back. Pero hindi siya laid back na sobra. If you wanted nightlife, may nightlife. Tapos, yung mga tao dito, very mixed. Halos lahat ng nationality nandito. And then, all the food na gusto mo. It's available everywhere. Yung nightlife, buhay na buhay siya. And at the same time, very relaxed. Kasi like kami, nakatira sa suburb. So parang if you want a relaxed moment, andito ka lang sa bahay, okay pa din siya.
In a short span of time, nagkaroon ba ng mga struggles being a new resident here in the country?
Oh yes, totoo. Sa totoo lang, during my second or third month, medyo hindi naman homesick, pero somehow na-depress ako kasi parang, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I'm already 39. Pero so, I spent 39 years in the Philippines. So yung adjustment, medyo nahirapan ako. Although I had friends na here, iba pa rin pala. Kasi nasanay yung iba yung lifestyle ko sa Philippines. Parang pagdating ko dito, I had to really literally start over. And nag-adjust yung mga ginagawa ko. Yung I have to start making new friends. Tapos na-experience ko yung you met new people. Tapos they're not as what they are pala, you know, parang iba-iba pa rin, tapos may ibang ugali, tapos syempre iba-ibang nationality, and as a Filipino, parang napagod din ako minsan na puro English, parang gusto mo lang mag-Tagalog, relax ka. Somehow naman nakapag-adjust ako. It's not being homesick, it's about yung total adjustment, kasi before epoko pumunta sa Pilipinas, sa Australia, parang na-prepare ko na yung sarili ko, but there was never enough preparation pala for that. Parang you really have to experience it yourself and go through the process. So far, medyo okay ako ngayon.
Anong mga ways to overcome yung sinasabi nating loneliness or homesickness?
In my experience, what I actually did, what helped me is isipin ko talaga na I'm here to stay. Kasi minsan if ang thinking mo is babalik naman ako or sana sa Pilipinas na lang ako, it doesn't actually help you emotionally also. iisipin mo palagi na, ay, may kaibigan naman ako sa Philippines. Naisip ko na lang na I really have to start reaching out to people here and accept the fact na ito na yung tirahan ko ngayon. So I really have to make new friends. And it also helps kasi my family is here. So I get to talk to them and express. Kasi parang it helped na sila din pala na-experience na yun before. So when I started talking to my sister, my cousins, parang oo, nung sinasabi nila na when we were starting, ganyan talaga. So I felt na okay, normal pala siya. So it really helped. Tapos yun, yun nga, nakapag may work na din ako. So yung time mo with your workmate, it helps kasi parang na yung imbes na nasa stress ka to think about being homesick and away from the Philippines, it helps na nakakamingle ko sila every day na mag-work ako.
May mga pagsubok din sa workplace, Owen?
Yes. Oo, kasi especially in my case, kasi may konting pressure dahil I used to be a manager and then now kasi syempre limited ako to 20 hours a week as a student. I have to start as a part-timer. Yung expectation nila medyo mataas. So as a manager, kailangan alam ko dapat lahat, halos. And syempre, I work with different nationalities as well. So yung adjustment yun ng personality na minsan merong napaka-straightforward, considering na tayo mga Pilipina, medyo pagsalitian mo ako ng diretso, medyo masakit na yun.
Mm.
That's one thing na sinanay, na parang sinasanay ko yung sarili ko to be able to talk to them directly and express myself immediately, hindi yung parang masyadong soft, di ba, yung mga Pilipino usually. Pero dito natutunan ko na yung different personalities, different culture, you have to take advantage of that and make the most out of it. And hindi yung dapat magpa-down. Parang dapat we have to take advantage of it and be able to develop and grow in our career.
This is your second Christmas sa Australia kasi dati nagbabakasyon ka na dito, right?
Yes, I was able to experience one Christmas ate as a tourist. Pero ngayon talaga yung unang Christmas na nandito ako nakatira.
Based on your experience, comparison between Christmas in Philippines versus Christmas in Australia?
Generally, yung Pasko sa Australia, tahimik. If I'm to compare it with the Pasko sa Pilipinas, doon parang pag-start lang ng Burmans, ramdam mo na. Tapos, pagdating ng December, medyo busy na talaga lahat ng tao with all the Christmas parties and all, pati yung mga pagkain. Kasi talaga by December 1, medyo nagsasay ka ng tumaba. Dito sa Australia, medyo parang, ay, okay, yun na yung party. Kasi parang minsan merong Christmas party, bilang 3 hours lang pala. I understand na parang mas busy talaga yung mga tao sa Australia. So, in terms of the festivity, meron, pero medyo parang kulang if I am to compare it with my experience in the Philippines.
Saan mo mas pipiliing magpasko kung bibigyan ka ng pagkakataon?
Being a Filipino talaga sa Pilipinas, iba pa rin ang Pasko sa Pilipinas. Pero magandang ma-experience ko siya dito. For me to really appreciate kung ano yung mga meron tayo doon sa Philippines. Pero yun nga, in every Pasko naman, what's important is you spend it with your family. And I'm lucky to have my family with me here dito sa Pasko sa Australia. So wherever I am, basta nandun yung family, masaya pa rin ang Pasko.
At buo kayo ngayong Pasko. Your parents came from the Philippines to spend Christmas with you guys.
They just arrived yesterday from the Philippines kasi dalawa lang kami magkapatid. So they decided to come over and spend the Christmas and New Year with us here in Australia.
And how are you planning to celebrate Christmas Eve with the family?
On the Christmas Day, hindi ko lang alam yung Eve kasi usually talagang yung mga tao may work pa din and all. So we'll probably try to have a simple meal ng Christmas Eve. Pero ang plano talaga is 25 and 26 kasi madami kami mga tito-tita, mga pinsan dito. And marami rin mag-visit from Adelaide, from the Philippines. So it's gonna be a grand family reunion here in Melbourne this coming Christmas. So may naka-assign na mga food, na Filipino food. We're actually planning to do a boodle fight.
Wow.
So and saka Kris Kringle, the usual. So masaya. It's gonna be really, really fun this time.
And Owen, anong dasal o wish mo ngayong Pasko?
For that, ang prayer ko naman always is yung safety ng family namin. But personally, ako, yung plan ni Lord sa akin, sa life ko, sana this Christmas, yun nga, medyo masaya na kami kasi magkakasama kami buong pamilya. Pero yung plan niya sa akin here in Australia, I hope it gets clearer, yung sa school ko, sa career ko, life in general. If it's really his will for me to be here, let it be done. So I just trust him on that.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, Owen Alarcon. Maligayang Pasko.
Thank you, Rent Claudette, and Merry Christmas.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.